Welcome, everybody, to the Valley Outdoors Show. And we're going to have a good show today. I'm excited. Ava, how about you?
Yeah, we're flying solo again.
We're sans Don, which is, I don't know what's going on there.
I don't even know where he is.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Well, so let's get to the meat and potatoes of the whole deal. We are going to have on Chloe Strauss from the Red Wing Trap Team. And she is actually at Nationals right now, shooting at Nationals.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk to her and see how things are prepping for her trap shooting event that she's going to be having. And pretty cool deal. That's going to be happening, along with all the other cool stories that we'll be talking about today. And I'm excited.
I am too. Let's do it.
Cool. All right. Hang tight. More Valley Outdoors right after this. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Here's your chance to fish with us, the Valley Outdoors, and it's simple to do. Register online at thevalleyoutdoors.com and wait for your name to be drawn. We're giving away four trips that include lodging at Ashkenam Resort in Ash River and fishing the waters of Cabotogama and Namekin Lakes. Join me, Eric Olson, and Don Cleaver on this fabulous week of fishing this September 2nd through the 9th. You can bring your own boat or fish with one of us. Plus, a walleye seminar or two and contest prizes throughout the week. Just register today at thevalleyoutdoors.com. Trip sponsored by The Valley Outdoors Radio, Ashkenam Resort, Shimano Rods and Reels, Suffolk Fishing Line, and Rapala. Get registered today to fish with us. Winner announced on July 31st on The Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Ava, I'm super stoked about the show today.
I am super ready.
It's going to be fun. Chloe Strauss from the Red Wing Trap Team out at Nationals. It's going to be a cool interview, I suspect.
Yeah.
And
I'm ready to ask some questions. I've got some very serious questions for her.
Wow.
Well, you know me. I'm a professional.
I hope she's ready for those.
I'm a professional because I do this once a year.
Is that P-E-R? Professional or
something like that. I am a hunter, mm-hmm. and I go pheasant hunting and stuff, but my pheasant hunting is pretty limited just because every time I go pheasant hunting, I'm with somebody who's much faster than me. Do you know what I'm saying? Rooster pow. And I did where, what? I miss it.
So I went with hunting with Ron Shira. And Raven, when Raven was hunting,
mm-hmm.
and one of their columnists, and Steve Carney. And Steve is so used to hunting Minnesota where you don't get like a ton of birds, right?
Yeah.
He said he's still got the same box of shells he's had for the last 9 years. Uh-huh. He's joking about it. So a bird would get up and we'd say rooster.
Uh-huh.
He'd be on it and shooting it before either one of us. I mean, I'm not going to shoot a bird
that close.
Before
you're even done saying...
Well, I don't want to shoot a bird that close because you literally pound the bird so hard.
Yeah, there's nothing left.
And we were joking about it. I said, Steve, you're going to let Ron shoot? Because it didn't matter to me, but it was funny. So, yeah, I get the fast shooting program, so...
It's no fun. For people that, like
aren't
myself...
Aren't avid shooters or hunters. I mean, you're avid, but you're not out there all the time.
I'm much more used to a rifle.
Yeah.
As well. You know, a scope, not...
Get it up, point open eyes, both eyes
thing.
Open. Yep, exactly.
Yeah, see, no, both eyes open? What?
You shoot with both eyes open.
I know I'm supposed to, but... Yes.
That's where the practice comes in.
I need to go more than once a year.
Just enough to make you scary, like I mentioned earlier.
Well, and so I'll go target shooting with my brother-in-law, who's... ex-military.
With the rifle. Yeah.
Well, no, rifle or shotgun, this one time a year thing.
Oh, okay. You're going to go trap shooting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he tells me that I stand wrong. You know, I do everything wrong. I'm just saying.
You I'm know, not going to get into all the
well,
deal.
Well, because you're supposed to actually
Chloe, when another time, will probably say, okay, give us instruction on how to be good at this. Because right. we have a first timer that or not very often person that's hunting or shooting.
Yeah.
Clay targets.
Yeah.
When you're shooting 25 to whatever she shoots, it's, yeah.
I'm excited. Astounded. We're going to find out
It's going to be fun. So, jumping into this quick, I want to make sure we get to this. I've had so many questions about this recently.
Okay.
Because right now, with lakes having different water levels, and there's a lot of scum on the lakes, and there's a lot of just junk. People put their boats in the water, and then I get the phone calls. What in the world are you doing to get this junk off your boat? And you see it on the internet. You see it in all the Facebook groups that are boating related. It's like, what do I do? Here's the deal. 50-50 vinegar, white vinegar, and water.
All right.
Or it doesn't have to be 50-50. It could be sometimes you go third. It all depends on how hard the water is, and it gets rid of all the water spots. It's not pleasant smelling if you don't like vinegar, but it does the job. That's going to take care of the outside of the boat when you get it out of the water. And make sure you get it done right away.
Yeah.
Because you let it sit, it gets worse and worse and worse. It stacks on top of each other, hard water. Inside the boat, if you're looking at cleaning the floors, spray 9. And anything else you want to clean, spray 9 is an amazing floor cleaner. It works for the rubber floors if you're dealing with the rubber. It deals with any of the blood stains, any whatever might be on that floor and on the sides of your boat, whatever. It takes it off. It's awesome.
And it's safe for the water, obviously.
Yeah. Okay. But you're doing it off, not on the water.
Right. But
yep.
You know what I'm saying.
So, yeah. Pretty good stuff. So, that's what you're going to use. Keep your boat clean. I just had the tip of the week. Keeping your boat clean and keeping it really waxing the sides. Don't wax the bottom. Don't wax your prop. It only makes the boat stick to the water and your prop doesn't bite the way it should. So, just understand that. That's one of those things. We can talk about those kind of details at a later date. So,
okay.
Anyway, jumping into another funny topic. The last one wasn't funny. That's kind of... Anyway, we'll move right along.
Just
snakes on a plane.
Forget that segue.
You've heard of snakes on a plane, right?
I have. Okay. Have you watched snakes, that movie before?
Yes, I have. I'm about
Why?
Had it with these snakes on a plane. Well, last week... I've about had it with snakes in my boat.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm sitting there looking, and I went, what in the world is that skin doing behind? And there was snake skin behind my graph. But I went there, sat, and we're out in the lake, captive audience. Here comes a snake. The head sticks out of one of the rigging holes that they didn't have, and didn't have rigging coming through it. And, you know, inch and a half hole. I went, oh, crap. And my buddy's looking at me like, what is it? I said, it's a snake. He goes, snake? He said, if that comes in the boat, I'm jumping. So we coaxed it to come out. It came around a little corner, was heading out looking at the water. As soon as it got 3/4 of its head out and the body out, the old net came into play, and it did the cartwheel Greg Louganis water entry from about 30 feet up in the air and landed, and off it swam.
Oh,
no
geez.
More snakes in the boat.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. My partner was going to jump, and I probably should have put it in the boat to watch him jump out of the
Probably.
Boat. That would have been entertaining.
Next time.
All right, hang tight. We have got more coming up. Chloe is going to be here. Stay tuned.